Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome back to Mood with Lauren Elizabeth. I'm your host, Lauren Elizabeth, and it's whack-a-doodle time. It is whack-a-doodle time. That's it. That's the intro. Not only did a high-speed chase start going on outside. No, it is not the show Chicago Fire. It is just, in fact, the street. Right when I started recording, I started realizing how out of breath I am. It's only going to keep getting worse. We know this, but wow, I'm on the struggle bus right now. So maybe if we just try to talk slow and controlled, it'll be helpful. Oh my God. So before we pass out and just get fully out of breath to the point where I'm going to topple over, let's jump into this week's best mood and worst mood of the week. My worst mood this week was just like weird pregnancy symptoms. And it's not like the worst of the worst with pregnancy symptoms, but I just feel like it's getting bad again. Like I just feel so off, and it's kind of what I talked about in the first trimester, and this relates to like everyone, like when you're physically just not feeling well, of you forget how much it affects your mental health and productivity. Obviously, like you just kind of go into that survival mode where you're almost like diminishing your own feelings and thinking to yourself, okay, it's fine, we got this, it's not that bad. And so I'm in that phase of, you know, nothing's like crazily wrong, but I'm definitely like struggling with some weird symptoms, just feeling more so like the weight of this pregnancy, of like the out of breath, the dehydration, the fatigue. And it just sounds so mild when you put it like that, but it really is like, it feels like you got like hit by a bus and then like you really are out of breath. Like I wanted to get going today at, I would say like 10 o'clock in the morning. Like I wanted to be recording and editing and all this stuff. And I'm starting at like 12:30, which obviously like isn't that far off. But like the reason why I'm running late is because I literally had just had to like lay down on the couch and chug water, inhale food. Like I just felt like I was going to topple over. And it's just so, it's such a worse mood because it's so frustrating. It's so annoying. It makes me less productive. It makes me just like not as like thrilled. Like I've been getting like kind of cranky this week because of it. So then it's like the little things that are stressful just make me more cranky because I'm already just like, ugh, I'm so out of it. So I would say that that's probably like honestly the worst. And then the best is that I know this is like technically my toxic trait that we've talked about. But when I look at the calendar, you guys, we have one more week that's like relatively free, which is next week. Then the chaos begins. And when I saw that on my calendar, like I was thrilled. I'm not gonna lie. Like I was thrilled. I was like, it's happening. It's here. We're moving. And the move is still like technically like 2 weeks away. 2 weeks away. Yep. 2 weeks. But so we'll be moving like the week after the 2 weeks, so it's 3 weeks away. So that's math. That's how you do that. But I have 2 weeks and then I move the following week. When I looked at how crazy my week is before that, I was like so many things got added to my calendar that I realized, holy shit, I really, if I want to be productive and like organized and start cleaning stuff out, like that's like a Monday to Friday situation. Like that's happening. So we love, best mood is like the ball's rolling. Like the ball is rolling. June is flying by. And you know what? I hope the summer flies by for everyone, because I want you guys to feel like summer wasn't long enough. Because guess what? I don't get the hot girl summer that you get. I don't get to enjoy it like you do. So I hope it flies by and it feels like it wasn't enough for you, since I personally don't get to be enjoying it the way I could be. Ha. Yeah. If I'm going down, you're going down too. How about that? But overall, I would say really good week, in a sense of like it really did fly by. Like it was a quick week, and we love a quick week. No one likes when the week drags on. Speaking of moving, speaking of summer, have you been dreaming up ideas for your outdoor space and how to make the most of it? I mean, the best thing about summer is really just getting to do all of your favorite things outside instead of inside, like sharing meals, watching movies, falling asleep on the sofa accidentally. I mean, everything is better al fresco. Whether it's a mocktail or a cocktail, all you're going to need is Article's curated catalog of outdoor furniture to help you do all of your favorite things this summer. They've got really everything you need to make things your own. They have like sofas, they have dining sets, they have decor. I've had so many pieces from their outdoor collections over the years. I was actually just on the phone with my mom recommending their outdoor furniture to her, now that I'm saying this and remembering it. There's just so much potential outside, so why not make the most of your space, no matter how big or small? This summer, you can really create the outdoor space you've always dreamed of with Article. I've done small patios, I've done full backyards with their stuff, and obviously like my bed is from Article. I've had so many pieces over the years and still do currently have pieces from Article, and I'm gonna be getting more pieces from Article when I move, because I'm not gonna stop talking about my move. I'm always impressed with the quality. I love how they have something that fits my style, like in every category, and there's always someone on the end of the customer service line that's there ready to help me the rare occasions that I actually need help with something, because everything is so seamless with them, from the website to the ordering process to getting it delivered. They're so nice. They make it so simple. I mean, Article believes in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their online only model, they have some really delightful prices too. So they cut out the middleman so that you don't have to pay as much, but you're getting amazing furniture. They have a curated assortment of mid-century modern, coastal, industrial, Scandi, boho, to make furniture designs simple and to hit anything you might be interested in. Article's team of designers are all about finding the perfect balance between style, quality, and price, and they're dedicated to thoughtful craftsmanship that stands the test of time and looks good doing it. Their shipping is fast, affordable, and available all over the USA and Canada. Plus, they won't leave you waiting around. You get to pick the delivery time, and then they'll send you updates every step of the way. And like I said, Article's knowledgeable customer care team is there when you need them to make sure your experience is smooth and stress-free. Article is offering my listeners $50 off of your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim this, just go to article.com/mood, and the discount code will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/mood for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. It all starts with a swipe. There's so many possibilities, really just a match away. It's hot girl summer, and what makes hot girl summer more fun than getting to like get dressed up, full get ready with me style, maybe even record a TikTok of yourself doing it for the plot, and taking yourself out on a date with a cutie bow booty that you met on Tinder. I mean, Tinder is the world's most popular dating app. So the reason I say that is because it means it's the most opportunity to find whatever it is you're looking for. And we don't judge here at Mood. We want you to find what it is. Is it casual? Is it serious? Do you want a baby daddy? A sugar daddy? A daddy? I don't know where I'm going with that, but you get it. It's like whatever you're looking for, whatever season of life you're in, you can find it on Tinder, because success on Tinder can really just mean whatever you want it to. 1.5 million Tinder users go on an IRL date every week, which means you have no excuse, because that's 1.5 million people. So you can't complain to me. You can't say that you don't have time. You can't say that you're too nervous. You can't say that you haven't met anyone. You're just not being open. You're not giving love a chance. You're not letting love in, and you're not letting Tinder into your life, okay? And other apps are hard, I get it, but you guys, Tinder's easy and fun. And to further prove my point, Tinder just released their relationship goals. It's a new status for your profile that shows others what types of connections you are looking for. So it can really cut out that annoying piece of conversation where it's like, so, like, what are you hoping for? What are you looking for? It's like, that it just puts people on the spot. It's awkward. And now you can just have this like little thing on your profile that takes that whole conversation off the table, and you can just get to know each other, knowing that you're like on the same page, or knowing exactly what they want. They know exactly what you want. I mean, it's literally genius. And relationship goals is just one of the many features that Tinder has released to make sure you're super comfy on the app. And they have more safety features than any other dating app, because I want you girlies to be safe. On Tinder, it starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today and explore all of the possibilities for yourself. Let's jump into mood boosters, because I desperately need some right now. I forgot to mention too, in my worst mood, that like the insomnia and sleep deprivation has been really weird. So with mood boosters, it's like I was only able to boost my mood so much this week because the other chunk I was unconscious for. Like, I'm not kidding. It's embarrassing to say I slept from 12:30 to 5:30 p.m. on Monday after my glucose test because I was not well. And then I had like insomnia 2 days later. So it's like I woke up at 4 a.m. Then I had to read and then to go back to sleep. I ended up sleeping till 12:30. So it's like I've been boosting my mood when I'm quite literally vertically available. Okay. My first mood booster, like I said, have not done this every day, but the days I've done it, I've loved it, and I'm going to keep doing it, especially when I'm like waking up at a normal hour and getting rested. But I was definitely in this habit of just checking my phone first thing in the morning. It was almost kind of like my little treat in the morning of, oh, I'm gonna like lay in bed and check my phone, and I have to do it before I like get going or anything. But I think it was almost maybe a signal that I just needed like my me time. Like I didn't want to like go out into the world yet. And my friend Meadow challenged me to not obviously go on my phone right away and instead read in the morning. And I was saying how I really want to read nonfiction and fiction simultaneously, because they're just so different. Like it's not like you're gonna get confused with like what story's what, you know what I mean? Because like one's like you're reading like a story, it's like watching a movie, and then the other one like you're learning. So I was like, okay, so obviously AM is like the perfect time to start digging into some of the like parenting books and self-help books and just learn more and like broaden my horizons. I thought it could be just like such a good mood booster to not only not get on my phone right away in the morning and start being like reactive, but then putting in actual like valuable information into my brain in the morning. It's kind of like a mood booster on crack, because it's not just like, oh, you know, I didn't go on my phone, I just like got up and made coffee and made breakfast and walked around. It's like I'm actually learning, like making my coffee and sitting down and reading a good book. So the few days that I did that this week, it 100% boosted my mood. It made me feel so accomplished right off the bat. Like immediately after being awake for an hour, I had already been so proud of myself. I had enjoyed it. And like I said, in the PM, I'd go back to reading. I'm reading Happy Place right now by Emily Oster. I'm like halfway through two books right now instead of just one, which is like amazing. And I know it might not fit into everyone's lifestyle. So like the key takeaway is don't go on your phone right away in the morning. But if you have an extra 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever it is, to just read a few pages in the morning, I promise you it's worth it to at least just try. My next mood booster is jewelry. And I say this, I've said it once and I'll say it again, but being pregnant, there's not much you can put on your body to make you feel good about yourself. So now the past 2 weeks, I've been forcing myself to make sure I put in earrings, put on rings, and then put on a couple bracelets. And it sounds so simple, but when you're someone like me who can just like really get by life looking like the most disgusting version of yourself and like not like being thrilled about it or happy about it the whole time, but just like, whatever, I don't care. It's like you can't look like Adam Sandler every day. You can, but I promise you, your mood will be boosted if you put a little extra effort into it. So that's why I'm always such a big preacher of accessories, because they're timeless, they're worth the money. Like, I can wear all of my nice accessories right now because it doesn't matter what size I am, it doesn't matter what I'm going through in life. They all fit, they all work. Wear Gucci. I'm loving it. It made me feel so cute. I went to my friend's house last night. Even I got back and my boyfriend was like, what are you all dolled up for? And I was like, sir, I'm not dolled up. I just look like this. And then, you know, it's like such a nice mood booster. So I've been kind of on the hunt too for new jewelry. And I really, what I think is really, really in for summer And if you're not a pregnant girly like me, especially, I need you to do this for me, is permanent bracelets and permanent anklets. I think I'm still going to do the permanent bracelets because my wrists aren't really going to like change sizes. But I thought it would be absolutely genius to get a permanent anklet. It's where they basically like weld it onto you. And you can just Google permanent jewelry, whatever city you're in. I'm sure you could find like a pop-up or a jewelry place that does it. It's getting very popular right now. I thought the anklet was like the most genius idea for summer. And then I realized like one of the third trimester symptom things is like your ankles get so big. And I just had this like vision of me getting an anklet like stuck permanently around my ankle and just being so swollen, and then it like going into my ankle and becoming a part of my body and having to check into the hospital and so on and so forth. But I think I might still do the bracelet because it is like really annoying when you don't feel good every day when you're pregnant, especially, or when you're lazy like me. And so being able to have like a little sparkly just like on your wrist at all times, yeah. And then I got this really cute ring from this brand called S-E-N-I-A, Senia, I think, Senia, New York. And it has like a little like chain connector on it and it's sparkly. And I was just, that was my little like treat myself for last week because I had just been looking at so much jewelry on my feed. And you can never have too much. One of my favorite things to do is to go back into my jewelry box and kind of like take out a whole new group of things. And that's why I am so insistent on like spending a solid amount of money on jewelry if you can, because now I can just go back into my jewelry box and like pull out things I haven't worn in so long, and like nothing's tarnished. It's all ready to go, ready to wear, and just absolutely fabulous. And then my last mood booster is actually my Ritual Protein. The reason I love it is because I got sent the pregnancy and like postpartum protein powder. So they obviously have their regular protein powder. And the reason I like the pregnancy one is obviously because I'm pregnant and I love that it's for being pregnant. It gives me just like this extra sense of confidence of like, I'm putting something in my body that's good for me and the baby, no doubt, because it's like I take their prenatal and then their protein has like more choline in it, which is like something that like you definitely are supposed to be taking when you're pregnant. So it has more of that and like a couple other things. And it's just, I feel like powder is like such like, and obviously like supplements and stuff, it's just like such a great way to like pack in all the crap you're not getting. So on those days where I'm just like, I feel like eating a cheeseburger and pizza for dinner, which I did during the Vanderpump Rules finale. I had a burger and I had pizza. I couldn't decide, so I had both. But I had like my vitamin and then the protein powder for like breakfast that morning. So I'm like, okay, but I already got the baby all of this amazing nutrients. And so I don't have to feel guilty about that. It tastes really good too. It's so easy to throw in a smoothie and it just like tastes really, really good. And so the reason it is a mood booster is because it's that confidence that I was telling you about and just that like knowing of one scoop in like two pills, I've already am being such a good mom, you know? And I just love smoothies because like I'm not really getting a lot of greens right now, and I just have to throw in a bunch of like spinach and kale into the smoothies so that I get like more veggies, because or else I don't really feel like eating them right now. I know you guys probably enjoyed last week's episode with Tina, and I want to talk to you more about the stress of it all, okay? Because stress sucks, and it especially sucks when it seems like it's really running your life and just keeping you on edge, refusing to let you relax or unwind. But we do have good news. There's now a way to beat stress before it really beats up on you. That's why we love Just Thrive Probiotic, and they're Just Calm, because they're going to help you reclaim your health, your happiness, your peace of mind. We learned all about Just Thrive's breakthrough probiotic formula last week. It's clinically proven to balance your gut. And this is huge because as much as 90% of Americans have an overgrowth of bad bacteria in their gut. And studies show that an unhealthy gut can lead to an increase in those stress hormones. So your mind and body are really, really connected, and your mood especially actually has to do with your gut. So not only will the Just Thrive probiotic help you stay ahead of things like the usual gas, bloat, constipation, when your gut is balanced and healthy, you'll also be able to handle stress like a boss. Just Thrive probiotic has zero fillers, gluten, dairy, histamines, and it can be really sprinkled into any food or drink. So when you get the capsules, like you can tell, you can like kind of like undo them and just like dump it in. So it's really the perfect probiotic for your whole family. And for the next level stress busting mood support, just add in Just Calm. There's really a big buzz around the Just Calm. You've obviously heard us talk about it before, but I'm sure you've seen it with other wellness influencers and podcasts. That's because this product is scientifically proven to soothe everyday stress. Think sitting in like rush hour traffic and getting really annoyed, encourage a steady and balanced mood, stop flying off the handle, improve alertness and focus so you're gonna finish that to-do list, and even help you get better sleep so you're gonna wake up rested and ready to take on the day. Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm are really transforming the way we manage our modern social media filled stressful worlds. There's no gimmicks, no false promises, just real science-backed all natural solutions that deliver the results you can feel. And a portion of every purchase goes to Vitamin Angels, a nonprofit organization that saves the lives of millions of children and moms to be around the world by ensuring they get the vitamins and minerals they need to stay healthy and strong, which is obviously something that's very near and dear to my heart right now. The best part for you is that you can test drive the Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm risk-free with Just Thrive's lifetime money-back guarantee. So really, what do you have to lose? Up your wellness game and beat the bloat, digestive issues, stress, and more with Just Thrive. Right now, when you go to justthrivehealth.com and use promo code MOOD, you can get 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm. That's like getting a month for free. While you're there, check out their other research-backed products. For optimal gut health and immune health, there's really something for everyone, even a probiotic for your pets. All with zero hassle, money-back guarantees. Take control of your best health today with Just Thrive. Use promo code MOOD for 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Thrive Calm at justthrivehealth.com. My mood for thought this week is I was thinking about the expectations that we put on ourselves to be perfect parents and what it means to me and how I'm trying to take the next 3 months to really just kind of like lay down a foundation and work on having some tools and some clarity over what I think might be helpful and make me feel more prepared to be a mom. So it's like some of the stuff that I'm doing to prepare with my partner, some of the stuff that I'm doing to prepare with myself. And like there's some stuff that's super easy. There's some stuff that's super logical. And then there's some stuff that's like a little deep, right? So that's why I wanted to mention the AM and PM reading little hack, I guess, because not only is it a mood booster, but it's actually helping me get in some of those books that I really wanted to read before having the baby, because I'm just obviously gonna be so tired when she comes and be just so preoccupied. I'm not gonna have like self-care time right away. So I'm really loving that I'm able to start kind of reading some of those books. There's only two technically real books that I want to read, which is How Not to Hate Your Husband and Crib Sheet. So those two books are like really, really popular and just seem like a very like relaxed and 2023 kind of approach to like your relationship with your partner and your new role of being a mother. I started kind of thinking this like a week ago, I would say, but what I realized, especially from starting the book and like I'm halfway through, is I know that this came up for me a lot in the first trimester, but I guess I just like couldn't put my finger on what exactly it was being triggered from at the time. And now I'm kind of realizing it, and I'm very bad at asking for help, and I'm very bad at like, I don't know, just like not having to do everything myself. And then when I started reading this book, I had this realization that I think it's going to be really hard for me to not want to take everything on myself. And then like in turn, I'm sure I would end up building a resentment, but it's because like I don't know what a relationship with a father and a daughter looks like. I had that realization within like the past 48 hours, especially hardcore, where I'm like, oh, this might be the reason why I actually like push him away or like just push his buttons and want so much more validation. Cause like I've only seen, you know, my mom really raise us kids. And so I've seen that like the mom's the most important, like you don't need a dad. And so I've just like had this kind of superiority complex where it's like, I'm the parent that's needed more just cause I've never seen the value in a father figure. And I don't want that superiority complex that clearly kind of came out of what felt like nowhere. That's where it came from. And I don't want it to kind of bleed into like my actual relationship with my child. And then with my, in turn, like obviously like with my partner and vice versa, because they're obviously so intertwined too. Kids are very smart. And so I think like really realizing that like helped me feel a lot of clarity at the time and know that that's one of like the main things I'm gonna want to be aware of and make sure like clocking my behavior with, because it's not gonna be all perfect and, you know, we're still gonna fight and shit's gonna hit the fan every now and then. But I think at least like not kind of doing this typical like putting these walls up, going into fight or flight mode, like all just because like I think I had to do all of it myself, when like in reality I don't at all. I have like the most supportive partner ever. So that's like one of the main things that I think I'm going to be focusing on when talking to my boyfriend about it, about stuff that I'm worried about, and also talking to my therapist. I got a new therapist too, because my regular therapist wanted me to get someone more like local and just more available than she is, so that it's like I can, I don't know, get a fresh perspective. And like also, you know, she's not as available and she's in a different time zone, whatever. She wanted this for me. So with much to my dismay, I did it. And I'm glad that I did. And I feel like it's going to be really nice, actually, to have a fresh perspective and like a fresh new kind of way of talking to someone. And I like made sure with her too that like if I wanted to, like she doesn't do couples therapy, but like if he could like at least like pop in to like a session or something like that, like I wanted to make sure she wouldn't like be opposed, even though she's like my therapist, not his therapist. So I think that that's like a really good way that I'm preparing of like just not living in this delusion and being naive that like everything's gonna be perfect and like nothing's gonna go wrong, but also like not just like assuming everything's gonna go wrong. So it's kind of like that fine line. Did you know that hair thinning will happen to approximately 1 in 2 women? If you're among them, just know that you're not alone. Thinning is normal, and Nutrafol helps women address it from within with science-backed supplements. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, clinically shown to improve visible thickness and strength. I'm sure you've heard and seen tons of stuff about Nutrafol. It's literally the name on everybody's lips. I know that I started looking more into it when I wanted to start kind of being prepared for postpartum tings, knowing that I wanted to like be like have Nutrafol on deck ready to go. My friend struggles with thickness and strength of her hair, so we actually ordered her Nutrafol months ago. My other friend that just gave birth ordered their like little packet just a few weeks ago so that she was prepared. She had her baby like a day ago. So obsessed. Everyone's talking about Nutrafol. From postpartum to menopause, no matter your life stage, Nutrafol has 4 unique formulas to support women. Each is physician formulated using drug-free, science-backed ingredients, so you get the most reliable results. So what you're going to do is you're going to go to Nutrafol.com and you're going to take their hair health wellness quiz. And this is going to really help identify causes of your thinning hair, and Nutrafol will give you a personalized plan for better hair growth through their whole body health approach, which I'm obsessed with. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting those root causes of thinning. So there's so many, right? There's stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, metabolism, through their whole body health approach. I've obviously been nervous because I've never really dealt with a ton of hair loss before, but I know that things like stress and hormones are just obviously going to come into my life like crazy in a few months, and I need Nutrafol to just be there for me, because I will not be okay if my hair starts falling out in a crazy way. In a clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after taking Nutrafol's Women Hair Growth Supplement for 6 months. And I've seen it firsthand with so many people in my life. So take the first step to physically thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code MOOD. Find out why over 4,000 healthcare professionals recommend Nutrafol for a healthier hair. That's Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol. Nutrafol.com, promo code mood. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code mood. Other stuff that me and my boyfriend specifically have done to prepare, or are doing to prepare over the next 3 months, because what do we have? So June's like in my mind almost over. Then we just have July and August, and then I'll have a baby. Is that not so crazy when you say it like that? Like literally the only full months we have left are July and August. July and August. How is that not crazy? It's literally wackadoodle time. That's what I'm saying. Not to get ahead of myself. We know that's my toxic trait, but we did want to make sure, like, technically it's not that much time to really like cram in a bunch of stuff, especially with a move. So we just signed up for all of our hospital classes. It was recommended obviously by the doctor, and then my friends that I was mentioning that are like 2 months ahead of pregnancy for me already did it too. So there is basically, so we signed up for 3 classes. One is understanding breastfeeding, one's understanding newborn, and one's understanding labor and delivery. And those were the ones that were like recommended. And then my friend gave me like a login for this like sleep train course thing. I still have to like look more into it, but I feel like this is just a really good time to like get the hospital classes. Feel like very much like necessary, I feel like, to me, because it just really feels like that's like health and safety and really being prepared. And then this other stuff of like books and online courses, whatever, that's kind of just like, okay, this is a good time where you do have the time to just like broaden your horizons, learn more things, and get different perspectives, different opinions, different advice. I mean, right now I'm just reading the How Not to Hate Your Husband book, and I think I just love it so much too, because it really is discussing the gender roles that come into play. And I've had so many people reach out to me about these books and how much they like loved them. I even had one of my friends message me yesterday saying How Not to Hate Your Husband, oh my god, so good and so real. And like the book starts with, oh, like you think that like you're gonna be totally fine, you guys are in a loving, healthy relationship, you've been together forever, like you've never fought, but then you have a baby. Like it just happens. And I think it happens on different levels for different couples and everything, but like I think it would be like super naive to just assume that like you're never going to maybe like talk out of turn or get frustrated or get stressed. It's just better to like learn about it and be aware and like have this open line of communication so that resentments don't build and that little things don't add up and become a huge thing. Like, I guess that's kind of like my prerogative of like a healthy relationship, is not going into it being like, no, we're gonna be fine. Yeah, right. We're gonna be fine. Totally. Okay. And then like we have like no tools and like no preparation for like what if there is moments that are not fine at all. I think that just like makes me feel more comfortable of like we're doing our due diligence. So like we have a better chance of things being like fine. And I was really worried about it in the first trimester. So I think that I'm not exactly worried about it anymore the way that I was anxious about it in the first trimester, but it's more so like, it is nice to see these like statistics and gender roles and common struggles and feelings that women have about their partners. And obviously, for lack of a better term, husband, but we're not married, which is fine. It's 2023, motherfuckers. So it's basically between like therapy, hospital classes, books, and then moving. Did I just say like moving? Moving in a few weeks. Like this, I feel like, is like the perfect time to kind of take the notion that we talked about the other week and like all the kind of making systems and becoming prepared and stuff. Like the one that was postpartum, maternity leave, like all that stuff, like that's how we signed up for all the birthing classes. It made it so much easier because I put all of this information in the pregnancy postpartum like team space that we have. And I was able to just like really quickly, we had like 30 minutes free 2 days ago. And I was just like, oh, you know what? Hospital classes, boom. And I didn't have to like go find the folder and go find the emails. Like it was all in my Notion. So I was right about at least one thing and did one good thing for life, I guess, and adulting. It's just a beautiful time to like really take all of the Notion things and start doing them IRL, aka taking them out of the document, signing up for the class, and then we'll have the class in the next few weeks. And I'm really just like excited about it too, because I feel like then we're just on the same page. It's not like, oh, my boyfriend got advice from this person and this person and they told him this experience and this factoid, and then I heard it from this person and that person and they told me this. It's like we're getting information from the exact same source at the exact same time together, I feel like it'll be really good team bonding and we can really feel like we're on the same page and talk about the exact same thing that we both just experienced together, instead of kind of, usually what happens is like I go on the internet and see a bunch of shit and then talk to my friends about a bunch of shit and then like I'm just yelling stuff at my boyfriend. I'm like, oh my God, did you hear this? And did you hear that? And he's like half in, half out, because he's like, why the fuck are you telling me stuff that you learned on TikTok? You know? So this is, I think, exciting for us to like be in it together. And I feel like it'll help him understand more of like maybe what I'm nervous about. It's going to help, you know, start prepping him to like really have to be there for me during labor and delivery, which is like fucking terrifying. So I recommend like doing that kind of stuff together, because I have my books and like I got him his book, but that's still kind of like separate, which is fine. Like we don't have to do everything together, but I think having those together things is going to help us parent together well, you know? And then it's kind of like the looking inward and realizing like what your personal fears are and bringing up those conversations in therapy and like with your partner to kind of prepare yourself with this open line of communication and understanding and compassion towards each other, so that you're not just going into new parent mode like super, super crazy and super, super hard on each other. And like, obviously, easy to say, not easy to do, but I think it's really helping me with my anxiety and my fears by kind of like opening my heart up, being more vulnerable, and being open to learning more and kind of just saying what's on my mind and not expecting a solution or expecting to be healed overnight, just being vulnerable to just be heard. And that's it. I actually talk a little bit more about this kind of stuff in next week's YouTube video, so that will be up as well. And if you guys have any questions, we can kind of do like a Q&A based on like being prepared and like what to do before, like things I'm doing before giving birth, whatever, because I feel like I'm like doing a pretty good job. And I will talk to you guys next week on the podcast. In the meantime, make sure to head over to Instagram to Lauren Elizabeth. Linktree is there. Get all the stuff, all the goods, and I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.